Hi, good morning. Today's shiur is Gemara Kiddushin Achaf. We're going to start on Yud Tes Amud Beis, but today's shiur is sponsored by the Daskal family, Lezecho Nishmas, David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai, whose yahrzeit was yesterday, and in whose name the Daf Yomi program is named after. And the whole program is sponsored by the Daskal family, Lezecho Nishmas. We're on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara had been discussing. The Gemara learned that Rav Meir said that even though he holds that you're not allowed to be master of the Masa of Torah, you can make a Tanai and you can sell your daughter on condition that the owner does not do Yi'ud, even though it's Masa of the Torah, because he says, because the Pasuk says La'ama, which means La'ama, which means Pa'amim She'enu Mocher Ela Amma Bilvad. Sometimes you can sell her just for being an Amma. The Masichta doesn't get the wrong one, it doesn't cover it. So sometimes you can just sell for just being an Amma. So the Gemara now, 2, 4, 6, about 10 lines in the bottom, the Gemara talks about, okay, the Rabbanan who hold that it is Mashna Masa Kasa Batorah. There's one on top there. Right, it says you can't be Masna Masa Kasa Batorah. What do they learn from the word La Amma? Because Rav Meir learned the word from Amma to get rid of the problem of Masa Kasa Batorah. Rabbanan Hai La Amma Mai Abdilei. What do they learn from the word Amma? They learn. They need the pasuk to teach us, like it's torn the bray. So la'ama, the word la'ama teaches us melamet shemochra lepsulim, that he can sell her, that he can sell his daughter to be a shivcha, even to be an ama, even to psulim. What are psulim? Rashi says, hamamzir benasin. All these people she'ain rushel liyoid ve'ainon im kerisel an elus shivchas bolvad. Not supposed to do yiud with them. Really, you sell the ama. You're supposed to have the possibility of yiud. Even though, so here he's saying that La Amma means that you can sell only for an Amma, only for Shiflos, because there's no possibility of Yud. So Gemara says, why do I need a Pasuk to teach me that? You should learn that from a Kavachomer. Halo Dinhu, it's a Kavachomer. Im Mikadsha Lupsulim, if he could be Mikadsha Lupsulim, Lo Yim Chorena Lupsulim. Lo Yim Chorena Lupsulim, if he could be Mikadsha Lupsulim, why? Because it's an Isser to be Mikadsha Lupsulim, but the Kedushin is Chal, so the father has the power to Mikadsha Lupsulim, so Kol Shekain, he should be able to Mocha her to Psulim. So Rashi says, no, Mala Mikadsha Lepsulim, it's different, because the father's power to do Kiddushin is greater than his power to do Mechira. Mala Mikadsha Lepsulim, Shekein Oda Mikadsha Zbito Kishinara. The father has the power, he can marry off his daughter even when she's a gadol, when she's an hour, from 12 to 12 and a half. She can marry her off. But Yukhrena Lepsulim, Shekein Oda Mokhra Zbito Kishinara, but he can't sell her. He can't sell it to Psulim because the power that he has to sell is much less, because he cannot sell her when she's an Ara. So therefore, Talmud Lomer La'ama, therefore the word La'ama, according to Rabbanan, comes to teach us from La'amit Shemokha L'Psulim, comes to teach us that he can sell her even to Psulim. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, in La'amit Shemokha L'Psulim, the Pasuk can't be teaching me that. Harek Far Nemar, we already have a different Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Imra Abe Ne Adonel, right? If she's evil, the Pasuk Pshat, she's evil in the eyes of her master. But really, what he's saying is, Shara Bini Su'el, meaning he's Ra in the sense that he can't marry her, because the Psulim. So you see from here that you can be sold for psulin. Ma tamad lomer la'ama. What does it mean la'ama? What does the word la'ama come to teach us? Melamed shemochwe lekrovim. Means it teaches that he can sell her even to krovim. Rashi says, apagav she'en kan yud, she'en k'du some tosim. But here there's no possibility of yud. No, you still got to go. Even though there's no possibility of yud, because kedushin is not going to be with a psulim, the kedushin is tofsim, but with krovim, the kedushin is not tofes. So the Gemara says, no, we should learn this out from a kal v'chomer that you can sell it to krovim. V'lo dinhu im mokra lepsulin, if he can sell it to psulin, which the Ritva explains means that there's a real bizayon to be sold to a mamzer and a nasin. So if the father has the power to sell her to these people that's a bizayon to her. Right, imrochel lepsulin lo yim korena lekrovin. Of course, he can sell it to krovin. The Gemara says, "No, you mess it up because the mechira to the psulin is stronger. Why? Lemochel lepsulin sheim rutz liyad miyayed. If he sells it to psulin, true that it's not supposed to. There's a law to marry these people, but if the baal wants to do yiud, the yiud would work. So yim korena lekrovin. Of course, he can be mocher the krovin. He should be able to mocher the krovin." Shim Ratzli Yoid ain't omeyed miyay, because if he wants to do yield here, it won't work, because the condition is not tofes. So therefore, Amakra La'ama, therefore the pastor comes to teach La'ama, Limalamit Shemokh L'Krovim. La'ama comes and teaches and can sell to Krovim. Okay, Rav Meir. Now Rav Meir learned the word La'ama, the teacher, he can be master Masha Kasa B'Torah. So Rav Meir, Lepsulin, how does he learn that you can be Mokher Lepsulin? Lepsulin, Nakhli Mehechel, Nakhli Rav Elasa. He learns out Psulin from the pastor, Imra Abayne Odonel. Therefore, you see, you can sell it to Psulin. Okay? Krovim. What about Krovim? What do we do for Krovim? He doesn't have a pasuk left over for Krovim. So Savala Karabanan, he holds like Rabbanan that we learned a few days ago on Daf Yuchas Amud Beis, the Amri Eimocher the Krovim, who hold that the father cannot sell her as an Amah to the Krovim. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Tani Chada. Yeah, it's raining. Tani Chada. One Brisa says, Mokhula Aviv the Eimocher with an O. One Brisa says that the father can sell his daughter to his father, meaning to the girl's grandfather, or to his, and he cannot sell it, sorry, can sell it to the grandfather, but can't sell it to the brother. Right? The father can sell it to his father and not to his son. And Tani Chada, one Brisa says, Mokhula Aviv the Eimocher with an O. And the other one says you can't sell to either. You can't sell the girl either to her, to the grandfather or to the brother. So what's going on here? So Bishlama, it's a stira. So Bishlama ain't a mocha lola aviv lola b'no. It makes sense that you can't, the brisa that says you can't sell it to the father, you can't sell it to the son, that's kirabanan. That goes according to the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon said you can't be mocha the krovim, right? Rashi says, kirabanan le'el b'shmaitin de katani ain't mocha the krovim. You can't sell to the krovim. Therefore, you can't sell to his father or to his son, meaning her grandfather or her brother. It doesn't work. Ella mocha le'aviv ain't mocha le'beno. Sorry, one second. Tani either ain't mocha le'beno. Bishma ain't mocha le'aviv le'beno kirabanan. But the other one that says mocha le'aviv ain't mocha le'beno, it makes the split. You can sell to the father, but you can't sell to the son. Come on, who does it go like? Loker Rabbanan. It can't go like Rabbanan because they say you can't sell to a Krovim. But Loker Rabbi Lezer, and it can't be like Rabbi Lezer who says you can sell to Krovim. So what's the chiluk? It should be both. It should be all or nothing. So Gemara says, La Olam Karabanan. Really, it goes according to Rabbanan. But Mo de Rabbanan, Rabbanan will say that you cannot sell to a Karov because there's no possibility of Yiyud. But Mo de Rabbanan, Hechet Ikut Sad Yiyud. But Rabbanan are Mo de that you can sell to a Karov if there's a Tzad Yiyud. What does it mean, Tzad Yiyud? So look at Rashi. Rashi, the second short line. Hechet Ikut Sad Yiyud. Kishemokro La Aviv. When the father sells to his father, to sell it to her grandfather. So the grandfather can't do Yiyud, because it's a grandfather to a granddaughter. That's not Toves. But Yeshlo Ben, he may have a son, another son. It's an uncle to a niece. That's a mutter relationship. That's allowed. Kishemokal aviv Yeshlo Ben liyada livno da havile bas achiv. That's an uncle to a niece. That's allowed. Aval kishemokal livno. But if the father sells the daughter to his son, meaning her brother, ain kansad Yeyud lo 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 livno. She can't do Yeyud to him, it's his brother. And she can't do Yeyud to the son because that's an aunt-nephew relationship. And that's usher. Only an uncle-niece is mutter. An aunt-nephew is usher. And that's why there's no tzad Yeyud here. So Rabbanan say, really, you're not allowed to sell to a Karov, but the only time you can sell to a Karov if there's a tzad Yeyud. And if selling to the grandfather, there is a tzad Yeyud because the possibility exists that the grandfather can give his other son, meaning the girl's uncle, to her as a husband. So, Rabbi Raza always mentioned this one, so I'll say it again also. There's a tshuva in the Note of Yehuda. What happens is, in the Tzavar of Yehuda Chassid, number 22 is that you're not allowed to marry your niece. I think it's number 22. 19 or 22. I think 22, you're not allowed to marry your niece. So, it seems weird if he says that, not allowed to marry your niece. The Gemara says clearly you are allowed to marry your niece. The Note of Yehuda had a question, right? What happened was that there was a shidduch going on, and the father of the girl got sick, and they changed his name, and now his name is the same name as the potential son-in-law. This is in Noda Yehuda, Madura Tinyan Evan Ezra Simon Ayin Tess. So now the potential father-in-law is the same name as the son. So the son-in-law is asking, "Can I get married?" So first, Noda Yehuda says, "Ain darki l'hashiv binyanik elu." I usually don't answer these questions in him shows with Talmud Poskim. There's no source for these in Talmud Poskim. I'm going to go outside of my realm of expertise. I'm going to answer you a shayla that doesn't exist in Shas. He says, you should know. He says, you should know that outside, once the Talmud was finished, Ashi, Ravina, Sofara, no one can argue what it says in the Gemara. You want to argue on Rishon? That's something else. You can't argue and change what it says in the Gemara. So there's no source for this in the Shasu Poskim that you can't marry a girl whose father is the same name as you. That's basically what he says. But then he asks, so what about Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, right? How can it be that Rabbi Yehuda Chassid has these things? He said, and the source he gives And he says, "V'chayotze b'zeh anu motzin l'Rabbein Yehuda chosse b'tzavar shelo devarim shekemat asu lanu l'shomam." He says things that we're not even allowed to hear. Ki omesh lo yisabas achoso ubegemara amr shom mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to marry your niece in some places, and Rabbi Yehuda chosse says you can't. So how do you have that story of Rabbi Yehuda? How do you have the Rabbi Yehuda chosse if it's so sir? What's in the Gemara? So he says, right? He says, "V'im haya achosse mitzavat tzavar zol achol Yisrael arayu sosu divrei Talmud by asu lanu kabel dvar klal." If the tzavar Yehuda chosse was for everybody, it'd be awesome. You can't listen to it because he's so said the Talmud. So, but he says, "Aval emes yorah dafri chosse zara achrav tziva." Yehuda chosse, the tzavar Yehuda chosse was only specifically, no, Yehuda says, only specifically for his family. It's not for any, not for everybody else, because he said, "Baruch Hakodesh zara lo yatzlik b'sivugin ka'elu," and therefore, only it's only for his family. So, according to Yehuda, if you're the progeny of Yehuda Chassid, so then these things apply to you. But for the rest of Klal Yisrael, according to the Nobi Yehuda, it wouldn't apply. You would still be against mutter to marry Bas Achoso. Okay. The Gemara continues. Tana Rabbanan. Right. Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says by an Eved Ivri, in Begapo Yavo Begapo Yetze. If he came in Begapo, he goes out Begapo. So what's the drasha from the pasuk? Begufo nichnas, he came in with his guf. Begufo yetze, he goes out with his guf. The Gemara doesn't explain what they're talking about. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer yichidi nichnas yichidi yetze. Also, he came in by himself, he goes out by himself. So my begufo nichnas begufo yetze. Gemara asks, what does it mean? Begufo, he comes in with his guf, he goes out with his guf. So Amarava, Rabbi says, Lomar to teach us she'enu yotze b'rasha of evarim. Unlike an Eved Kanani who loses a limb on the hands of the owner, he goes free. The Eved Ivri does not go free. Does not go free if he loses a limb, right? She'enu yotze b'rasha evarim ke'eved, like an Eved. So Amalei Abaye, wait a second. Why you learn the pasuk to teach me that he doesn't go free with rasha evarim? Hahu lo seitz hikitzeitz avadim nafka. We learned that out already from the pasuk lo seitz hikitzeitz avadim. That's by the Amma, but you can learn that to Eved Ivri also. That he doesn't. The yitzias are not the same. So what do I need this for? From agapo nich agapo yav agapo yetze. So Gemara Rava answers him, "Imi hasam if over there havamina nesiv le'dmei ain't even epok." Or if it's low tetzik tetz avadim, I would think, you know what? He does get paid. The Eved Ivri gets paid for the damage, but we say he doesn't leave like the tetz avadim, meaning that he leaves and gets paid. Therefore, kamash malam begapo yav agapo yetze, that it teaches us that it's not the case. Rather, he goes out. He doesn't go out at all. He gets paid. He gets paid for the damage, but he doesn't go out. Unlike the Eved Kanani, who goes out free if he loses one of his Rashi Avarim, the Eved Ivri does not go out free. Okay. So now, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, what does it mean Yechidi? What's Yechidi Nifnas Yechidi Yetze? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, he was Doris to Pasuk, and Gapo Yetze is about Yechidi. So Yechidi Nifnas Yechidi Yetze, my Yechidi Yetze. What does it mean that he goes out by himself? Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Hachik Amar. This is what it comes to teach us. Yesh lo Isho Banim, if he comes into the Adda situation already married or with children. Machlokas, whether he has to have Isha and children or either or. But Isha, yup, right, so, the Tosos Rush says it's either wife or children. But the Mishnah Melech says he has to have both. Okay. So he says, what does that mean? Im Yesh lo Isho Banim, Rabba Mosmo Shifa Kananis. Then the master can give him a Shifa Kananis. Because I saw that what it's saying is that he can get a Shifa Kananis now because he's already married. He already knows what a real marriage is about. And we're not worried that he's going to want to stick with the Shifa Kananis. But im ein lo ishu banim, if he comes in single, ein rabba mos lo Shifa Kananis, then the master does not have the right to provide him a Shifa Kananis because then he's going to think that this is what a relationship really is, which is not what a true relationship should be about. So therefore, he's not allowed to get a Shifa Kananis. So, but Yechidi Yetze, Yechidi Yavo, Yechidi Yetze, Yechidi, when he came in individually, he leaves out individually. Meaning, at the time that he's in the Avdus, he can't have a Shifa Kananis. Okay. So now, the Mishnah I previously had mentioned, on Daf Yadala, that one of the ways an Eved Ivri can go free is Ali Dei Giron Kesef. What it means, he pays down. You know, he pays off the loan. He was sold for $600. For 6 years, that's basically $100 each year. He worked for 3 years. Now he has $300. He can pay off the remainder $300 and go free. That's Giryon Kesef. So Gemara is now going to talk about sort of Bava Kama type issues. What happens if the value of the Eved goes up or down? What value does he? What value do we evaluate how much he owes? So Tana Rabbana Nimka B'Monet. Let's say the Eved was sold with the money. It was sold $100. Okay, the Yishbiach. And then his value went up. The Amar Amasayim. And now he's worth 200 zuz. And now he wants to pay the Giryon. So what's the valuation? Is the valuation based on 100 divided by 6? Or 200 divided by 6? Minayin she'emach shivin lo ela mana. How do we know that we only count, we only do the estimation based on the mana, on the lower value? Shenamar, the Pasuk says, mikesef miknaso. From the kesef where he was purchased. So whatever it was when he was purchased, the full pasuk is im od rabos vashanim lifi in yashiv gilaso bekesef miknaso. We see we value it based on the mechir that was when he was bought. But nimkabri masayim. Let's say the other way. Let's say he was nimkabri masayim, and now he got sick and he's worth less, or the market changed and the market went down. And you know the yoma nimkabri masayim vehichsif v'amad almana, and now he only stands as he's only worth half. How come in this situation now we say that we still evaluate only on the lower amount? We give the Eved the benefit each time. We evaluate him on the lower amount. So he says, Tamid Lomar, Kifi Shanav. Another Pasuk says, it's the next Pasuk actually, it's in Vayikra Chav Hei Nun Beis, the other Pasuk was in Nun Aleph. It says, full Pasuk, Ima'at Nishar B'Shanim Achnas HaYohav V'Chishiv Lo, you evaluate Kifi Shanav. How much is left? So based on what the valuation is now, we're Marachim, we evaluate based on the Mechir of the years that what's left. What's what the value is now? So the Gemara says, fine. Eli Ella Eved Nimkar Ove Kachavim. I only have over here a case. These Pesukim are talking about an Eved who sells himself to a Vodi Kachavim. And our Girsa says Holo VeNigal BeKrovim. Since he can be Nigal BeKrovim, therefore Yado Al Tachtona. We see that since other people have a responsibility and obligation to redeem him, the power that the other one has is less because he has to. These people are going to be redeeming him. But Nimkal Yisrael, how do we know that in that instance that you go the Hakel, meaning that you only evaluate him based on the lower number? So Tamid Lomar, our friend from before, Sakhir Sakh Zayr Shava. Tamid Lomar, Sakhir Sakh Zayr Shava, meaning that there's a Zayr Shava from Eved Nimkal Goy, and Eved Ivri who's Nimkal Yisrael, and there's also the Eved Ivri who sold Al Bezdin. And therefore, just like an Eved Ivri who's Nimkar to a Goy gets the lower valuation, so too an Eved Ivri who's Nimkar to Yisrael gets a lower valuation. The Chazanish brings down here, he says that we thought that we had we mentioned this last time, there was a Havimina that there isn't somebody who doesn't hold the Gzeira Shav of Sacher Sacher, so how do they learn it? So the Chazanish goes through this whole thing, trying to figure out, but if we went back there, that we ended up without a Shita who doesn't hold the Gzeira Shav of Sacher Sacher, so I don't think, and he is 90, it's not a Kasho, there's nobody who doesn't hold of that Gzeira Shav. So, there's a Rashba, the Rashba says, the Lashon over here was, we found Eved Ivri who Nimkal Goy Holu v'Nigal Yadol Tachtona. Since the Eved Ivri who sells to a guy, since the family has to redeem, we say that it's the hand of the owner is on the Tachtona. But the Rashba asks, but the Gemara later on, right? Where is that? The Gemara later on is going to ask, how do we know a Chaf Aleph? I think actually there's a machlokus whether or not there's a chiyuv on the family to redeem a slave sold even to a Jew. So what's this whole thing? Eved Ivri Nimkar LeGoy Hoyel VeNigal Not Yadol Tachtona. According to one man, the Amar, and Eved Ivri sold to a Jew, also the Krovim have to redeem him. So he brings down the Ravid who says that that's not their gear. So we just say Ashkan Eved Ivri, right? Hanimkar LeGoy, because that's what the pasuk says. But the Ravid says if the Ravid says if you have the words of a Nigal Hoyel VeNigal, then you're taking a stand on the machlokas that takes place two blot later, and the Ravid and the Rashba don't want to take that stand. Okay. So now, Amar Abaye. Now the Gemara is going to bring in a whole discussion between different Amoraim to explain what the Psukim. Again, we had two Psukim. They go either way. One says you should evaluate based on when he's bought. One says you evaluate based on when he's sold. And we took the Kula. Why don't we just say the other way around? Why don't we say the one that says you do based on when he's bought is when the value goes down, and the based on what and say that the value now is when the value goes up. Why are we being the kula to the eved? We always take the lower value for the eved. Why don't we just take the higher value? The psukim didn't say which way. It just said the one pasuk said keset miknaso, and one pasuk said kfishanov. Let's apply it to the chumra to be machmir on the eved. So that's the gist of what the sukkah is going to do. So Amar Abaye, we had this lashon also in Sota. Abaye says hareini kivenazai b'shukei Tveria. I am like Ben Azai in the marketplace of Tveria. Meaning, Rashi explains that I'm ready to answer any questions like Ben Azai, who was a bucky. He knew everything. He could answer for anywhere in Shas. Ask me any questions. I'm in such a good mood. You can ask me any questions, and I'll be able to answer you. So Amar, so one of the guys said, okay, fine. Amar lehumi rabbanan. One of the rabbanan asked, la'abaye michte. Let's see, hanikra ikalim idrisu lekulav ikalim idrisinu lechumra. Like we just said, these psukim can go either way. It's not muchrach to go either way for the psukim. We can either be making on the eved or be machmir on the eved. So he says, ikalim idrisu lekulav ikalim idrisu lechumra. My chaz is that arshin lekulav idrisu lechumra. Why are you darshing them to be making on the eved and say that the evaluation is always based on the cheaper value? Be nidrus lem to lahakmir and say that the evaluation should be on the more expensive tongue. What do you see? So the Gemara says, lo salka daitach. It can't be on your. You can't think that we should be machmir on the eved. Why? Midaakir rachman lagabe. Because the Torah is already making on an eved. Why? How is the Torah making on an eved? The Sanya, we learn by an eved ivri, right? Ki tov lo imach. The pasuk says ki tov lo imach. What does imach mean? The Brisa says, imach b'maychav, imach b'mishneh. You have to give him equal. Rambam doesn't say equal, but you have to give him good stuff. Other people say it has to be exactly the same as yours. You have to give him your food. You have to give him your drink. Shelo tia ata ochal pas nakibur, ochal pas kibur. If you're eating clean bread, he has to have clean bread. Ata shosu yain yashuv, hu shosu yain chadash. If you're having good wine, old wine, you can't give him the new wine. You have to treat him like an equal almost, right? Ata yashan agabe muchem. You sit on these hard on this nice soft. Soft mattress, who Yoshua Gabi Tevin, and he's sleeping on straw, which is apparently not a good mattress. So therefore, Mikan Amru Kol Hakone Evid Ivri, Hikona Adon La'atzmo. Whoever's Konan Evid Ivri, as if he's Konan Adon to himself. So you see, the Torah's already making on the Evid. So the Rush says that you can make a Tanai when you buy the Evid, make a Tanai on condition that I'm not treating you this way. He says it works. I don't know. But and the Meiri, I don't know. Is that Masa Masha Kasa B'Torah? So the Meiri doesn't say a Torah. It's a drasha. Okay. The Meiri says that let's say the guy has an Eved Ivri, doesn't make this tonight according to the Rosh, and doesn't give him all these things. He says, "V'davas a yir l'goonim she mitzvah huel adon." It's a mitzvah for the adon to do this. Umidas musa v'derech eretz shelam do Torah. Aval im lo asakein ena Eved yachal l'chofa b'din. There's no monetary obligation. If he doesn't give him the right, if he gives him bad stuff, the Eved doesn't have a monetary claim to take him to court and get this. It's not rightfully his. It's just that the owner has a mitzvah, you know, to give him that stuff. But you see here that the Torah is meko. So what does it mean? The Cheshek Shomo has a vore in the back. He says kol kona Eved Ivri kona adam la'atzmo. What does that mean? He says it's mita k'neged mita, because the Eved Ivri is over, and by you buying the Eved Ivri, you're facilitating the avera of that, having the Eved Ivri now be a master of somebody other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Mida Kenega Mida, you get another master. That's the Cheshek Shlomo in the back.
But nobody would buy one.
What?
Nobody would buy one.
What do you mean? He owes you a lot of money. What are you supposed to do? You know, you want to pay it off.
I once heard that the whole purpose of acquiring an Eved Ivri,
yeah,
to make
who, the evidence to a good, yeah, person?
It's basically taking somebody in to reform them. Exactly. You don't reform somebody by mistreating them.
So the whole purpose of an evidence is to make him better, and you don't make anybody better by mistreating him. Right? I like that.
Would you speak to the Department of Corrections about
that? The world of Gemara and Halakha and Poskim is very different than the world these days. Okay. Well, that's also machlokus in what you're supposed to do, whether it's for reformation or just protection of society. Keep them locked up. That's a different. That's a. All right, the guy with the guns. The Ema. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ena hani mili inyan l'achilu v'shtia." So the guy says, "Wait a second. Maybe this only taught me by achilu v'shtia. By certain things, you have to treat him the same. Ki heichi de lo litzayer late, because you're not allowed to be mitzayer him. Hali inyan pidgeon. But what about pidgeon? There's no tzar when it comes to pidgeon." Nachmir Ole, let's be machmir on the Eved and make him pay the higher value, and we'll meet the Rav Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, because we're going to bring a brisa, a long brisa, where we're going to see that we should be machmir on the Eved, because the whole reason why an Eved becomes an Eved is because he did something wrong. So if he did something wrong, we should be machmir on him. So while the Gemara is bringing this long brisa of Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, who's going to teach us that the whole reason why an Eved became an Eved is because he did schora with payers, he did business with payers shvius. That's the brisa. The Sanya, we learn in our brisa. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Omer. Rabbi Yosef Chanina said, "Bo re'e kama kasha afka shel shvius." Come and see how difficult or how harsh the violation of the isra kal of shvius. Well, it was afka. Well, it still is, right?
The basket over there.
Where is it? It's in there. Okay, it smells nice. So that's afka. After the shvius, what does it mean? After the shvius, it's the raisa schira. So he says because the post coming now, it's the It's only an Isser Lav. It's or an Isser Kal. It's not a real. Right. He says here. Right, he says only an Aseba Alma. It's only an Isser Asay. Tosfos brings down. It's only an Isser Asay. But it's still a Doraisa since it's an Akka. So what's the Psukim are based on the entire parak in Vayikra Chav Hey. What happens? Mar says Adam Nosev and Nosev Peirush Shvius. A person does business with Peirush Shvius. Right, and he's over on the Isser of Ahaisa Shabbos Ha'aretz Lachem Ma'achla. Lasof, in the end, he's going to get punished and Mocher Metaltlov. He's going to end up having to sell his possessions in order to get money. Shneamar, the pasuk continues in right. Bishnas Hayovel Hazos Tashuvu Isha Lachuzaso. V'samichle, and the pasuk afterwards is V'chisipkru Mimkor Lamisecha Okonom Yad Lamisecha Davar Niknum Yad Yad. It says right Shnas Hayovel, and if you violate Shnas Hayovel, you can end up selling Metaltlim to your friend. Lo hirgish. If he didn't hirgish to be chozer b'tshuva after doing this, v'sof mocher esadosof. Then he's going to end up selling his field. Shneamar. Pasuk continues afterwards. Ki yamuch achicha umacher mechuzaso. You're going to sell your field. Lo basul yado. It didn't come to his hands to do tshuva. Ach mocher. Then as bito. Then he's going to sell his beisel. He's going to sell his house. Shneamar. The parsha continues. V'ish ki yimkor beis moshav yerchoma. He's going to sell his house. So Gemara asks. Digresses a second. Maishna Hassam, by somebody who's punished by selling his metatlim, the Amar lo hirgish, it says the word lo hirgish, he didn't feel anything. Well, Maishna Hacha, on the second, if he does the second violation, the Amar lo bustel yado. What's the difference in the Lashon? So we say, the Rav Huna, Kevin Sha'ava, Adam Aveira, Vishana Bo, Hutterlo. Once a person does an Aveira, here the guy's violating by doing Schora on Shvius. Once you do it more than once, it becomes Mutter to him. Hutcho Slosako Daikloch, becomes Mutter. Ella, Nasis lo Keheter. It feels like a Heter. So therefore, it feels like a heter. So it doesn't mean the first time he does the aveira, it's lohirgish. It's a hargasha. He feels like he's doing something wrong. But after he repeats the aveira once or twice, then it comes to lo bas lo yodo because there's no hargasha anymore. There's no feeling involved anymore. The Gemara says because it's not shloka heter. So he has to now have to get a hirur tshuva. So elanas lo keheter. So lo bas lo yodo. Again, if he doesn't have a hirur tshuva on the chataim, achemocher es bito. Then he's going to sell his daughter. Shneamar ki yimkor ish es bito la'ama. Wait a second. The Gemara says, but bito, that pasuk's not in this parsha. That pasuk's in Shmos. But afagad the bito lo ksivi b'hayidrona. Even though selling the door is not written in this whole parsha by the shmita, hakamashmalon. It's come to teach us the right nizabin inish birate v'lo nezet ribisa. Before a person is going to sell, but borrow money with interest, he'll sell his daughter. Why? My taima barte migara v'nafka v'ha moksva azla. When you sell the daughter to Avdus, over time she's going to pay off the loan, and you're not going to get into deeper debt. But ha mosav azla, when you borrow with interest, there's always more to pay. It always keeps going up. So before you're going to put yourself in a situation of borrowing with interest, you'll sell your daughter. But lo basal yado, if you didn't come into your hands to do tshuva, achelo beribis, then you're going to start borrowing beribis. Shemar, the pasuk continues, kimoch achicha matan yado imach, right? V'samach lein, the pasuk says. Al tikach meito, and the Gemara leaves out neshuk v'sarbis. You're going to borrow with ribis. So lo bas liyadog. Still, you don't do tshuva. He's meaning you're still doing schora with the peiros shvius. Atshemocher as atzmo. You're going to sell yourself to Yisrael. Shneamar ki yamach chicha v'nimkar lach. You're going to sell you and lo lach. Not only to Yisrael, ela lager. You'll sell yourself to a ger. Shneamar pasuk says lager. Below rach lager tzedek, and not only you sell yourself to a ger tzedek. Elo al ger toshav. You sell yourself to a ger toshav, meaning a guy who accepts upon himself certain mitzvahs, but he's still nevertheless a guy. Shneamar, the pasuk says, "Venimkar leger toshav," right? And then the pasuk says, "Mishpachas ger." Then it says afterwards, "Not only you sell yourself to a ger toshav, mishpachas ger ze ovi kachavim." You sell yourself to a real ovi kachavim. Ukisha omer, the pasuk says, "Laaker," which says, "Ola aker mishpachas ger ze hanimkar leovi kachavim atzma." You're going to sell yourself mamish to the ovi kachavim to actually work in the house of worship. So the Gemara, you see from here that since the eved was sold because of his sins. You're right to be machmir on him that when he's poed to himself, according to his value, we should take the higher value. Not that the Bryce says we take the lower value. We should be machmir on this guy. The only reason why he's an Eved is because he did something wrong. So Amr Le, Abayi says to the Bryce says back to them, Hasam Haha Adre Kra. Even there where he does something wrong, the Torah is making on him. Why? Ha'adre Krah, the Sani, the Bey Rabbi Shmuel, Hove, Halach Zeb, Nasa Kol Mekuchavim, Eim Alitchei Achar Eben HaNofel. Since this guy went and sold himself to a guy, maybe we should just, you know, leave him alone and not do anything for him, not help him out. We should push him after a fallen stone, just ignore him. Talmud Loma, the Pasuk says, Acharei Nimkar Gula Tielo, Echa Me Echa Vigolenu. No, even after he sold himself, you have to be Gaul him, you have to redeem him. So the Torah itself is, even though this guy did something terrible and only became an Eved because of his Averus, nevertheless the Torah says we have to redeem him, as you see that we're making on him. We redeem him, so we're going to be making him also and allow him to redeem himself with the lower value. So the Gemara asks, Ema Geulat Yelo Ki Heichi Dilo Litama. Maybe we say the only reason why we're going to be Goel him is right, so he won't be mixed up in Avodah Chavim. That we don't want him to associate and assimilate with the Goyim. But the Inyan Pidyon Nachmir Lav. We should be machmir on him, but in your pidyon, we do Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, like we just told Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina that we should be machmir on him because the only reason why he went into Adas was because he did an Aveira. So the Gemara says, no, we learn that from Psukim. Amar of Nachmir Yitzchak, Trey Kroy Ksive. There are two Psukim that talk about pidyon, right? Ksive, one pasuk says, Im Od Rabo Shonim, right? Which says, Im Od Rabo Shonim, the full pasuk is, Lifi Hen Yosef Guloso Mikesa Mignaso. Uksive, the next pasuk says, the following pasuk, the Im Me'at Nishar Bishonim. Right, so there's a riboy in shanim and there's a mir in shanim. It says rabo shanim and extra years and nishar b'shanim and leftover years. So Gemara asks, can you have extra years or not extra years? Right, it's all 6 years. What do you mean more years, less years? It's 6 years. Ella, this is how you have to explain the psukim. At the pasuk that says im od rabo shanim, that's nisrab kaspo. That's if his value went up. The value went up the Eved, then you don't have to be pulled to him, Kifi Erko, Rak, the Pasuk continues, Mikesef Mignaso. If Nisrabik Kaspo, then it's Mikesef Mignaso. But Ma'it Kaspo, the next Pasuk, which says Im Me'at, then it's Kifi Shana. The rest of the Pasuk says it's Kifi Shana. Then it's what's left over. So you see from this Psukim that it goes, it depends on if your value goes up, then you pay the lower value. If you pay the lower value, the value goes down, you still pay the lower value. The Gemara says, "Aim a hachikamer." Maybe the pasuk, maybe it's simple. Shana the pasuk is like this: Heicha the avet treyu pashle arba nesivle arba. Right, mikesa mignaso. Right. Maybe we say the first pasuk says im od rabo shana means he worked for 2 years and he's 4 years left and he has to pay nesivle arba. He has to pay for four years and mikesa mignaso. Right. And the mikesa mignaso. The other pasuk says avet arba pashle tarte. If he worked 4 years and the two left nesivle tarte, let him pay two. Kafishanov, like what's left over in the years. So why are you telling me it's this whole thing with the valuation going up? So Gemara says, no, you can't learn out the way you want to learn pshat. Im kein nichtov kra, that the pasuk should say, im od rabo shanim, im mi'at nishar shanim, my bashanim, what is the extra base? The base comes to teach us, nizrabi kaspo b'shanim mikne miknaso, nitmai kaspo b'shanim kfi shanav. If the value goes up, then you go according to mikesa miknaso, according to the value that he had when it was purchased, and if the value goes down, then it's b'shanim kfi shanav, then it goes according to the value of the of the Eved right now. Okay? And Amar Rav Yosef, Darshina Rav Nachman, Lahani Kra, Kisinai. Rav Yosef said that this Darshina Rav Nachman is so good, it's as if it was given by Har Sinai. Okay. 10 minutes left. Okay, so now the Gemara now is to talk about the concept of being Poda Avadim, right? There's a couple things that you can be Poda. You can redeem an Eved, or you can redeem himself. You can redeem Bate Orechoma. If you sell your house in a walled city from the times of Yeshua, you have a year to redeem it. If you don't redeem it within the year, then the owner owns it forever. There's also a concept of being poda yestei achuza. If you sell your ancestral land, you can redeem it prior to Yovel. The question that Gemara asks, now can you redeem lechatzoin? Meaning, if redemption price is $500, can I give you $250 and chop the term off in half? Can I reduce the term by paying half? That's Pidyon lachatzoin. So we read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Simon Eved Bayis Chatzoin Beis Eved Kekrovim. So what happens? Bay Minei Rav Huna Bar Chanina Rav Sheshes. Rav Huna asks Rav Sheshes, Eved Ivri Hanimkal Ovi Kekrovim. You have an Eved Ivri who sold to a guy. Nigel lachatzoin. Can he be redeemed lachatzoin? And therefore, he can say he works for 6 years. It's $600. Pay him $300. And now he chops off at the end 3 years. And he has to work for 3 years. And then after 3 years, he can go out. Oh, ain't on nigal lechatzoin, or you can't do that. It doesn't have anything to do. It doesn't work. If you gave him $300 at that time, what it is, it becomes a pikadon. It's putting it in escrow. I got $300. I'm putting it in escrow, and then when the time comes later, I only have to give you $300 for the redemption. But it doesn't mean that it counts towards anything right now. Oh, ain't on nigal lechatzoin. So what are the study at Safik? Do we learn gulaso mistei achuza? From a stei achuza, the halacha is that you can't be gol lechatzoin. If I want to redeem my stay achuza before Yovel, I have to give full value. I can't give half value and then chop off a certain time and get the money back. You know, stay achuza, say maximum time for 49 years till the next Yovel, I give you half, I want, you know, give whatever it is, I want to take 25 years off of it. It doesn't work. Either you redeem the whole thing or you can't redeem it at all. You get it back only at Yovel. So, do we learn a gzeir shav of gulasa gulasa mechait b'stei achuza? What happens there? By stei achuza, the pasuk says, ishki lo yia lo goel v'sigi yadu matza kadei geulaso. I mean, kadei geulaso, which means you have to have the amount to be geula, the exact amount. And by Eben Ivri, who's told to a guy, it says, im od rabos bashan lepi and yashiv geulaso. We learn a gzeir shav of gulaso, right? Ma stei achuza ev nigel lechatzoyin. Just like a stei achuza, the Gemara in Erech and Naflam and Ambez tells you, is not nigel lechatzoyin. Af hai, so too an Eved Ivri who sold to a guy is not nigel lechatzoyin, can't be redeemed halfway. O Dilma, or we say no. Lekula amrinan. Lechumra lo amrinan. Or do we say no? If it turns out into a kula for the Eved Ivri to pay lechatzoyin, then we're going to allow it to do it. But if it, only, it turns out to a chumra, and the Gemara will give examples, if it turns out to a chumra, then we're not allowed to, they're not allowed to do the ku'ula lechatzoyin. We'll get to that in a minute. So Amar Leir, Rav Sheshis answered him, Lava Marta Hasam. Didn't we just say on Daf Yud Ches, the rule is that if someone steals less than his value, he can't be sold. Because that his, then his entire kuf is not meshubad. He's only meshubad for $100 and he's worth $400. It doesn't work. He's only sold if the value of what he stole is he's worth that value. So therefore, you can't be sold l'chatzayin. So the Gemara says, Lava Marta Hasam Nimkar Kulo V'lo Chetzio. You can only sell him completely. And not for chetzio, you can't sell him for half. Meaning, he sold $300. He's worth $600. Say, oh, let him work for 3 years. He'll pay it off. No, he has to be sold completely. So too, hachanami nigal. It says nigal. He has to be redeemed. Kul of lo chetzio. He's not allowed chatzayin. Didn't we say that? So then, Abaye says, you know what? Amar Abaye imtim salom or nigal chatzayin. If we don't accept your argument, and we say that nigal chatzayin, I'm going to explain to you now what it said. Mishkachas lekul luchumra. I'm explaining to you what I meant by l'kula l'chumra. So what's the case? What's the case l'kula? Zabna b'meya. All right? The owner purchased the master for $100. V'yahiv lei chamishin. Now the Eved gave him $50. Pagu d'dami. Half of his value. So now, let's say that's at day one. So now he only has 3 years left. If you say that he can do pidyon l'chatzayin. He paid half his value. He only has 3 years left. Right? Ashkach v'kam almasan. Then the value of the Eved went up, then now he's worth 200 for 6 years. So really half of what he should have paid is 100. Iya marta nigal lechatzayin. If we say that nigal lechatzayin works, yahiv lei meya v'nafik. Then what happens? If nigal lechatzayin works, then what are you going to do? He gave him 50. Now he's up to 200. So if nigal lechatzayin, that first 50 was a down payment for half, now he only has to pay the other half. The other half is half of 100. He gives 150. Total gives 150. Right? But, I amart ein nigal lechatzayin. If you say ein nigal lechatzayin, so what happens? He gave him 50 to begin with, and now his value went up to 200. So what does he have to do? He gave him 50. His value went to 200. That 50 counted as nothing. It was just a down payment. His value was up to 200. In order to be, right? Right, his value went up to 200. He has to give him 150 to be redeemed because he wasn't pogged to lechatzayin. He gave him 50 as an escrow payment. Now he has to pay 150. Sorry. What? Gemara will ask the question in a second. So then, next line, Gemara. So we see here that he has to pay 150 plus the 50. He has to pay full 200. Whereas if he did lechatzayin, he'd only pay 150. So the Gemara asks, what are you talking about? The Hamartan, this Rabbi Kaspel Mikasa Mikmaso. You just said that if the Eved goes up in value, you pay the lower value. She asked the question. So that's the Gemara says, the same thing. What are you talking about? So what's the case? So the Gemara answers, no. He go into Okir Vizalva Okir. We're talking about a case where his value went up. When he was sold, he was worth 200, right? Vizal. Then he went down and he went to 100. And now we're Okir. And then he went back up to the 200. Okay? So Misad Pidjon. You should be posted to be what he was bought, what he was. I don't know about today just yet. But well, no, and here in the end it says the value ended up going up, so that's not. So mitzad, the pidyon, he should be posted to him according to the Masayim, because that's what he was sold, that's what he's worth now. Nevertheless, what happened? He gave him half of the money when he was worth 100. So if you say pidyon lechatzayin, right, and that pidyon was chal, so then he only owes the owner half, so now he only owes to owe him 150. But if it's not pidyon lechatzayin, then it's only a down payment for a full $200. So if the kula, if it works the kula in this instance, because he only has to pay fifty less. Okay, mishkachas. Now what's the case of chumra? Mishkachas le chumra. What happens? How does it work out the chumra for the eved? Zadna b'maslan. The owner bought him when he was worth 200, and yahiv meya. So then the eved gives him 100, right? Palga the dummy, which is half of what his value is. Ichsof. And now the eved went down in value. Become omeya. It's only worth 100. So iamarta nigal echatzayin. If you say it's nigal echatzayin, yahiv lechamishu b'nafik. He gave him half over there. Gave him 100 at half of the 200, which is 100. That was took care of half. Now he's worth 100. You value for the 100. Give him another 50. He goes free. It's 150. He goes free. Viamart ein nigal echatzayin. If you say that's ein nigal echatzayin, so therefore when he gave him the 50 to begin with, it was worth. When he gave him the 100 to begin with, it was just an escrow payment. And now he's worth. Now he goes down. Now he's worth. What happened? Now he went down to 100, and so he's so. But that didn't count for anything. So he only has to pay 100 to get out. So the guy could say, "Take the 100 I gave you and let me go free." And he only pays 100. The other way, he paid 150. Now he's paying 100. Via mart ein nigal lechatzayin hanach meya pikado ninugabe yoli nihiyali v'nafik. Take the $100 in escrow. You know, get it out of the Ayola account. Pay the guy, and then you and then he goes free. So that's a chumra because in this case, if he bought it by 200 and it went down to 100 and he paid for half. He would have paid, and it's king lechatzayim. He would owe 150, but now he only owes 100. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to ask whether that's the case by the Eved. The Gemara is going to ask a little longer. The Gemara is going to ask, what's the din of geula lechatzayim by batei arichoma? Can you redeem your batei your house that you sold in a walled city? Can you redeem it halfway? And therefore, when the year passes, I guess you would own half of the house. You wouldn't lose the full house. Someone sells that house in the Batei Arichoma, nigal chatzayin or nigal chatzayin. Can you do partial redemption or not partial redemption? So Gemara says, gulaso gulaso mistei achuza gomer. We should learn a gzeir shava gulaso gulaso mistei achuza. Mastei achuza ain nigal chatzayin. Just like a stei achuza can't have partial redemption. Apainami, so to hear by the Batei Arichoma, ain no nigal chatzayin. Or and so it can't. There is no partial redemption. Odilma hecha de goli goli hecha de lo goli. Or we say no, this isn't a gzeir shava. Gzeir shava is you have to have from masorah from your rebbe. We don't have this masorah of this gzeir shava. So where it says that you can't do partial redemption, you can't do partial redemption. But by the Batei Arichoma, it doesn't say it. So you can do a partial redemption. So what's the story? So Amar Leir, Rav Sheshi says back to Rav Huna Bar Chinina, mi midrasho shel Rav Shimon, from the drasho Rav Shimon, nishma. We're going to learn two things regarding Batei Arichoma, because love v'goel chatzon. We're going to learn that by Batei Arichoma, you can borrow money and do geula, and you can and redemption, and you can redeem partially, which both things you cannot do by the stei achuza. You can't borrow to buy it back, and you can't do a partial redemption. Desanya, we'll learn it by Brisa. In Go'o Yigal, Fasa continues, as a Sada Hamakis Oso. What's the Go'o Yigal? Milame, it teaches us, Shelove V'Go'el, V'Go'el Echatzoyin. You can borrow and redeem, and you can do partial redemption. Amar Abishimo, my Tam. What's the reason why by the stei achuza? Oh, this is by stei achuza. What's. Right, the Tanakam, okay. This. Which line? Right, but he said, right, Amar Shimon, my time, why is the Torah making when it comes to stei achuza, right, Slufisha Matzina, but Mokra stei achuza, someone who sells a stei achuza, Yofik Koko, he's very powerful. Shemigi Yovel below Nigal, if Yovel comes and he's not Nigal, he doesn't redeem it, Choseris Lebala Yovel, he doesn't do anything, he still has to get, he gets it back right away. So they see, but Hura Koko she'en alo v'nigo, v'goa. But nevertheless, he has he's not strong in that he cannot be borrowed to redeem, and he can't borrow the chatzoyin. But Makdish, someone who's Makdish his steyachuza, right, he's Makdish steyachuza, she'hura Koko. In that instance, it's Hura Koko, she'en megi yovel lo nigola. If he comes to Yovel, he's not nigola, yotzel kohanim yovel. It goes out b'yovel. So we're going to say, yupa kofo she'lo v'go v'go l'chatzoyin. So we're going to say, by the Makdish steyachuza, that we're going to give him the power, that he can borrow and redeem, and he can redeem the chatzoyin. So the Gemara says, hi, we can learn from here, Mocher Bayis B'Batei Arichoma Nami, Ho V'Hur Koko. So too, Mocher Bayis B'Batei Arichoma is weak, similar to the guy who's Makdish the Stei Achuza, because in Mala Lo Shona Tamima Lo Nigala Nichlat. If a year comes and he doesn't redeem it, he loses it. So too, therefore, Yupa Koko Shelo V'Go V'Go L'Chatzon. So we'll give him more power, and we'll allow him to borrow and redeem, we'll allow him to redeem partially. Tomorrow, we'll see the Gemara's Eskasha on this logic.